Ben! Ben, shut the fuck up! Ben!
Three.
Everyone shut the fuck up!
Bring it back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 32 of Bellboys Podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And special guest and not so special guest.
Well, I'm not special?
No, you're not. No, you're special.
Oh, we're talking about him. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait till he says his introduction, then say a special guest.
Oh, sorry. Special guest?
No, say not so special guest.
Not so special guest.
Ben, you say.
Ben.
Okay. And special guest, Johnny.
Yeah. I just want to get that point across.
Damn, Johnny's on the director role today. He said, you say this, you say that, and then I'm going to say this, and then he says that.
You know, it's just I just want the special treatment.
You want the vibes to be right. You got to be right. You
know, Johnny's all about vibes.
Vibes.
Team vibes.
It's all about that Facebook post.
Oh, my God.
You know what's crazy? I commented on one of your Facebook posts and then tagged AJ. Yeah. And he commented back and he didn't say anything, bro. He didn't say anything.
I don't even know if it gets posted.
Bro.
No, you see it and you'd be like,
Do you have the Facebook app?
Yeah, but I don't know how to use it anymore.
Yeah, check it, bro. Because we literally commented on that shit. We were...
Fuck.
We were trolling the fuck out of you.
fuck you guys.
It's fine, dude. All your relatives
just trying to cover all platforms. Yeah, my aunt's watching my videos. Like, fire.
Follow Johnny Park on Facebook. That's all we're gonna plug. That's all we're gonna plug today.
Not even your own shit.
Nope. We're not plugging ourselves. We're not plugging anyone. Just follow Johnny Park on. Sorry, not follow. Friend him.
Yeah.
Adam. Send a friend request to Johnny Park on Facebook. You'll know it's him because his hometown says Locker Center. So send Johnny Park a friend request today.
Fuck me. Call 1-800 today.
Fuck me.
All right, start it off, AJ.
Whoa.
Okay, all right, dude. Whoa. Silence your phone, bitch.
That's a party foul.
Party foul. Shot. What? No, I didn't say that.
Is it my fault that I have hoes on my phone?
Yo, is that Dora?
The Explorer?
Honestly, you can keep that in there because fuck. Oh, you keep that in there, but yeah, that didn't work out.
Why? That was last week. Two weeks ago we talked about it.
I don't know. I feel like when you're on dating apps, you get ghosted left and right, or is it just me?
No, that's facts. Dating app like things end a lot quicker than real life things.
I just feel like it's just like sometimes. I don't know. I mean, I feel like you guys could testify, but I feel like sometimes like you just get the matches and then. Like you'll say one thing and then the conversation will go for like maybe three text bubbles, ghost. And I'm just like, I don't understand why you matched me in the first place. Don't even match me in the first place then.
I won't lie, 95% of the time, one dad joke in, it's gone.
The thing is, no one says dad joke except you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even do that. Like, that's interesting.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. Aaron got so much game, he don't experience the ghost. He ghosts them.
No, that's not
Aaron ghosts them.
That's
crazy. Aaron got
no. Okay,
Aaron just is crazy.
Okay, that brings up a good topic though. What's your guys' like first open? Like, what's the opener?
Ooh.
Yeah. What's your guys' opening line?
Like when they match with me and I gotta say the first thing,
or like you match with them, whatever. Like you guys matched and then obviously as a guy, as fucking sexist as it sounds, but it's what life is, you know? Like, as a guy, I feel like you got to send the first message. Like, what's your guys' opener?
I want to hear AJ's first.
All right, we'll start with AJ.
Motherfuckers.
This is Alex SpongeBob.
I'm saying you match with the, like, someone that you're just like, wow, I really think, I find really attractive. Like, what's that go-to?
Let's fuck.
It's 30, bro.
I'll tend to like look at the profile, see what they're all about.
We're asking for the first line, sir.
Yeah, I just want the first line.
Hey.
Actually,
no. I mean, like that's why you don't get ghosted. That's why you get
ghosted.
That's
why 90%
That's why you get ghosted,
bro. Come on.
Hey. I don't know. I honestly tailor it to like whatever their profile says.
No, but I'm saying like, but I feel like everyone has a go-to. Like prompts aside.
Hey with three Y's, bro. I don't have a go-to. I try to find something to talk about. If I were to go, like, if I didn't know anything about anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
I'd just be, the most basic I'd be like is like, I love your hair. That's it.
Okay.
That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I heard, I don't know what video I watched, but I heard that complimenting the girl's looks, like that's not like, that's something that they did, whether it's fashion or like clothes or hair. I heard that's actually a good way to go.
Yeah, so like I'll do that and then I might get like a hey back, but then after that, I might. It's like a 50% possibility.
It's a coin flip.
Yeah, it's a coin flip, but it's more than just a hey, you know? But then, like, after that, I'm like, I don't know where to go from there. And then that's where it kind of just dies.
That's where it gets ghosted after that.
I like hair.
Ghost.
They're like, oh, thanks. And I'm like, you watch TV?
Let's hear Aaron's then.
I mean, I don't have any of a better answer than that. But my go-to is always hi, cutie.
Ooh, okay.
That's all I say. I just say hi, cutie, and then if they respond, then I respond back. If they don't, then I'm like, fuck it.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of on the same lane as Aaron. When I find like a picture of them, right, I'll just say, I won't even say hey, cutie. I'll just say cute.
Ooh.
But my go to is oh my god, just OMG. And then like if I send OMG, they'll just be like what? Right. It's like yeah, oh, you look great. Mm. And then that just starts.
And then my pants are off.
If it was that easy, I'd be racking up right now. But I'm by myself.
All right, Ben, what would you say?
What was Ben's go-to?
I don't have one, bro.
No, but what would you say?
Let's say
you
Ben's,
had to...
Ben's not as heavy in the game, game as
I'm
us.
I'm really not.
No, but I'm saying, like I think it'd be funny to know what you would say.
Dude, that's fucking tough. No, bro. No.
It could be anything, Ben.
You know what you gotta do is you gotta pretend they're a dude and like say what you wanna say.
They like that shit.
Dude, judging based off of fucking pictures and all that shit, I don't know if I could come up with a fucking clever response, bro.
It doesn't have to be clever. Honest.
It doesn't have to be clever. This motherfucker said high cute.
Yeah. That's not clever at all.
No, because I haven't tried enough, I can't really say it, bro. To be honest.
But what, like as of now, what would you say? Let's say Johnny's a cute ass fine motherfucker. He already is saying like he's a girl version. What are you gonna say to
him? I'm at you and what?
What are you gonna say to first Johnny?
Thing. Dude, I really don't know, bro. This is fucking hard.
You could say that. I really don't know.
Honestly, that's looking kind of cool.
Yeah.
Ben, if you say I really don't know, I feel like you might get more.
Yeah, they might be like,
you might get more hits than me.
They'd be like, what do you know?
Imagine the girl saying, seeing the thing, she said, I really don't know. Fire. Aaron, tell me as a girl you wouldn't respond.
No, for sure.
All you no emojis, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Fire.
Dude, that would pique my interest.
Damn me up, my guy. Damn me up, my guy.
Unspoken,
fire.
Unspoken Riz by Ben.
Riz. That's crazy.
Y'all got me fucked up with this shit, bro.
Yeah, that's just fire, Loki. I'm going to start using that now.
I don't know. That's literally it.
You just said that everyone went, I don't know. I don't know.
You got me fucked up.
Ben's match percentage is 100%. I don't know. I'm just like, oh my god, I like the mystery. That's what it is. Girls like guys with the mystery.
Oh, stop.
I'm being dead ass, man.
Stop. I do want to address this real quick before we talk about something else. But AJ got a haircut.
I already know it is.
Oh, chill out. AJ got a haircut, and this motherfucker looks like a fuck. Private Roa. Send this man to the army. Everyone salute AJ. Go to the army.
Ben, come on.
Salute. I'm not going to lie. For the first like 3 to 7 days when AJ first got his haircut, I'd come up to him and be like, sir, yes, sir. What's the mission today, sir?
Sergeant!
Yeah. No, like, it would be uncomfortable. Like, I'd be, like, on my computer. I'll be on there for 5 minutes. I turn around. Aaron's just... And I go another 5 minutes. He's still like this. I'm like...
Have you soldier? I don't know. Okay.
I ain't gonna cap though. It looks fire. It looks good.
No, I think
you look good.
No, Aaron said that he's like, I could have done that for free. And I'm like, yeah.
You know Ben's fake as fuck, bro. I don't sugarcoat shit. AJ, I could have literally done that shit for you myself.
I looked after it. I told the barber dude, I was like, yo, don't cut the top. The motherfucker was cutting the top. And I came out and I was like, I just wasted
$30. He said, saving Private Roll.
Yeah.
Did you get a fade on the side at least?
I asked him for, but I don't think he like really did anything.
No,
he really went three guard. And then that's it. I was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. No, but the thing is, I feel like, isn't it hard as an Asian person, as an Asian dude, to get like, to find the right barber to get fades?
Yeah, they have to know how to cut Asian hair. But the thing is, like, I wasn't even trying to get a haircut. I just had to because I had to, like...
I know, but I'm saying in general.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's hard, and I feel like that's why I go with the ball taper.
Dude, I won't lie, though. Like, the ones who cut Asian hair the best are the, like, older Asian women. Oh. I don't know why. They just know what to do.
I go to a older... Like, he's like, I think he's in his 40s. He's a Vietnamese guy. Has the same, like, I mean, mine's a little wavy, but like he knows, like I feel like everyone, like they know how to make it look like it's a fade, because like all of us, like our hair sticks out.
Yeah.
And I think like just finding the right barber low-key is hard, because I feel like it's hard to get like a regular fade as an Asian dude, and then like you could see the gradient, because like let's be honest, the gradient is what's like makes it look, oh shit, he got a new haircut, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like he knows that, so like going from like a skin fade to like a higher, you can see the gradient more. That's what I noticed. But I mean,
interesting. But Aaron, you don't ever get a fade. Like, what do you say when you go to a bar?
Aaron's just sexy, so he could do whatever.
What? You're right.
I kiss Aaron right now. He could grow his own hair for 3 years.
Do me right now.
Yeah. He could cut his own hair for it. I don't give a fuck, dude.
No, I used to get a fade in like early college, but then I've like discovered that, like, you know what, I like longer hair better. But now that's why I only go to salons. I don't go to barbers anymore, because barbers can cut short hair, salons cut longer hair.
Yeah,
so I only go to salons.
I think that's when you know you mature, because when you know when you're growing your hair out, you just stop going to barbers because you had to go to a salon.
But I'm like on some poor shit. Like I can't afford a salon.
No, that's valid. Dude, the last time I paid for a fucking haircut. Like before the dye, just the haircut, I paid $100 for a haircut. But the thing is,
yeah,
that's what you gotta pay if you have, because like longer hair requires more maintenance, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta like, it's more cut than a barber does. So I feel like, yeah, if you wanna maintain that longer hair look, you just have to pay that price.
And I think like I feel like people don't realize it, but like I've seen Aaron with long hair and go to the salon, right? I feel like he'll come back and it's not like he didn't take much off, but for some reason it just looks cleaner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what you're paying for.
Yeah, yeah. But like pocket wise, I'm paying $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm crying over $30 haircut. Like,
yeah.
I'm on the same boat with you.
But I think the pro about me is like I get haircuts way less often than you.
For sure. Maybe if you like add up the month to month type shit, it's probably around.
Yeah.
Same. But the thing is, like, I get a haircut maybe like once every 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it adds up. But yeah.
Exactly. After, so I feel like at the end of the day, it's the same.
Yeah. After Aaron got the dye, though, he ran faster.
Some Sonic shit.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, I'll be seeing a lot of these Asian dudes trying to pull the fucking, you know, Aaron haircut right now. You pull it off.
Well, you're the good. Natural waves. It's the natural.
Yeah, it's natural waves. So, like motherfuckers with the fucking just no waves. They just look stupid.
And if I'm gonna be honest, I think your fucking longer haircuts suit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like honestly.
Yeah. Fuck all everyone else who's like your hair is too long. Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
And it looks fire with the hat.
True.
Show them the side profile.
Fire. The little bush. The bush poking out.
That's like interesting you guys say that, because I know like out of us three or us four, sorry, I have the waviest hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always envied people with straighter hair because I don't like I don't like the bush.
Okay. Aaron doesn't like the bush.
Yeah, crazy. No, but I've always wanted straight hair. I don't like.
Really? I don't think you know the struggle.
No,
I mean, I think mine's half because my dad's straight curl.
You're so the most like neutral.
Yeah,
I think these two are the most like.
Well, first of all, I'm losing hair. So
okay, yeah, AJ's out of the question.
Ben is the straightest.
Oh, yeah. No, but I would rather have Ben's hair than my hair.
Whoa, dude, my hair is so fucking stubborn. I went to
Look at this shit. This is
no, but you know what's good about that, Ben? Like, you can wake up any day and your hair will look the same. But
no, it will not.
Bad. Yes, it.
No, dude, it will, Ben.
It will. I've never seen you with another hair. Yeah.
That's because I fucking put it down. I fucking have to go into the shower in order
for my hair. What I'm saying is, when we both wake up,
it's different.
Frame one. Morning.
Aaron looks like he went through an electric chair.
Yeah. I literally look like a broccoli head.
Yeah.
But it looks a little bit messier than what you normally have it, but it looks the fucking same. And dude, I would kill to have that.
Okay. Off that, if you had my hair, what hairstyle would you go for?
What you have?
What you have right now. Yeah.
It's just a fucking normal bowl cut?
No, but it's like K-pop shit. Like, I feel like that's what's in right now.
Yeah, like, you can rock... Okay, I want to preface this by saying, but like, everyone with like hair wise as a guy, like, grass is greener on the other side. Like, everyone with straight hair wants wavy hair. Everyone with wavy hair wants straight hair.
Facts.
But with that, I think straight hair is the easiest to maintain.
Okay, yeah. I could side with that.
Yeah. So curly hair or wavy hair is cool. I'll give you guys that for sure. It's cool, but the thing is, the maintenance is just not worth it. Like, the thing is, you guys are like, oh yeah, Aaron, your hair's bushy and cool. But the thing is, if I want to do that, I gotta shower and like fucking like. You know, like, treat it basically to get that way. But the thing is, if I wake up, it's not going to be like that. But yours is like that normally.
Like, literally, I could just get a perm and then, like, maintain my hair as usual and not have the fucking.
You don't even need a perm.
That's not what I was trying to say, but sure.
Sure.
Nah, you need that 2-block cut, you know?
No, but the thing is, I feel like I think Aaron's talking about the everyday shit.
Everyday look.
I'm not out here taking fit pics every day.
Exactly.
I'm trying to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just look fucking in like 5 out of 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Ben can wake up and do that shit.
Exactly.
I think that's what Aaron's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. But you got that on lock, but I don't. And I envy that.
Yeah. Broccoli head over here.
I'm straight up broccoli head in the morning, bro.
Well, it's not curly. At least it's not that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is wavy.
It's just wavy.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's worse, though. Because I think if you're curly, you can wake up in the morning and it would look the same.
Yeah.
Because you're curly. You're already curly. It's already curly. But the thing is, with wavy is like, if you shower and shit, it can look so much straighter. But if you don't shower... You're looking broccoli head.
Yeah, it's just like this.
Valid.
Yeah. Dude,
but at the same time, my barbers always tell me, like, you should get a perm in order for your hair to look like more manageable.
I feel like that's just them, like, trying to be with the trend type shit.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
It's also, right, like, now. They're trying to get money, bro. Like, you get a perm, that's $100 down the drain, bro.
$100 without the cut.
Yeah.
That's true.
Then you look sexy right now. Don't worry about it.
Dude, if I was a barber, I'd tell you to get a perm too. Give me $100 in my pocket, bro.
If I was a barber, I'd be like, yo, I think you need a perm.
I'd be like, you need a dye, you need a perm, you need a treatment. Like, you need all this shit, bro. Give me $500. You know? I'll do all that for you.
They mentioned that at the end.
Yeah.
$400.
I think it's funny though. Like, we talk about hair and we care about it, but like, on the flip side, like, I feel like girls with like nails and like eyebrows and like lashes, bros, is like the same shit.
No, with hair too, though.
Hair too for them.
It's even worse. Yeah.
But like, hair is all we got going on for us.
Yeah, but they got like four things they got to care about.
Okay, so as a guy, do you guys care about like let's say you go on a first date and the girl has fire nails? Does that give them do they give up let's say they're a 7 out of 10, right? Does it give it a little?
Yes.
A little point?
Ooh.
Yes. If they have fire nails?
Fire nails.
I think so. If I'm pulling up to a first date and she got like fucking like, you know when you bite your nails, you got the fucking like little like fucking, you got the fucked up ridges, bro.
No, come on. No, I'm saying like just normal, like my shit, would the girl pull up with this? And
no,
then
I think like if girls do their nails, I find that attractive. I think it's cool.
I'm
like
in the
it.
Same boat.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I went on a date one time. Girl had like the chrome heart, the crosses on their nail.
Okay, I don't like that though.
I was like, I like it.
Really? I think that's
fire.
I think that's like too much.
Really? I'm my beast. What?
Well,
No, okay. Yeah. Well, here's my thing though. With like the chrome nails, it's like, all right. Like obviously, it's not real chrome because chrome doesn't.
I know, but
make, like nail shit.
Sorry, Aaron, I can't afford it.
No. But that's my thing. It's like, why? Like, what's the point of putting on chrome nails? Because like, it's not even real.
Sort of flex, but no, it's an aesthetic.
I just think at the end of the day, if they put thought into it, like it seems like
they care very, more.
Like they yeah, care yeah. about it. You know what I mean?
I feel that it's almost like a hygiene thing for us. Yeah. Like we put cologne on or like we shower before the date type shit, right?
And like I respect it. Ben, if you were to go on a date with some chick and she had nails, would you care or not?
Honestly, I really wouldn't.
I feel like you wouldn't give a fuck.
No, I really wouldn't give a fuck.
Ben's a very don't give a fuck guy.
As long as I play fucking games, bro.
Yeah.
As long as I play games and smoke weed, that's his wife.
Nah, not even, bro.
She shows up with the fucking Teemo hat on.
Yeah. Oh, that's raps, bro.
Yo, chill.
Bitch, like I'm begging. I'm leaving here tomorrow.
Nah.
No, that's not even a nah. It's like, oh my God, you play League? Let's get married tomorrow.
He goes on her phone. He's like, I'm not
bro, saying. Bro, I don't even play League like that.
Ben, I'm not going to lie. If you met a girl tomorrow that said she smoked weed and plays ARAM. Dude, you would probably date her. You'd probably date her.
Okay. I would think that's fucking attractive, right?
Yeah.
Bottom line.
No, but don't get me wrong. So would I. But the thing is, I got other barriers. I got other, you know, things that I look for. But for you, it's like, you know, ARAM, weed.
All right. I'm going to say my shit now. Okay. Have you guys seen that TikTok trend where it's.
I know what you're about to say.
The ask for the check.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. So, there's a TikTok trend. So, like, you know how when you guys are at restaurants and stuff, and then, like, the date, whatever, with the homies, and then you know how, like, you see the waiter, but you don't ever say, like, oh, let me get the check. Like, you do the hand sign. I want everyone to do.
Okay, the hand sign. Okay.
I
know mine is already fucked.
I already know what yours is.
No, but it's because. It's not even that, Ben. It's because you guys have roasted me for this before.
Oh, you've been roasted before?
No, literally, obviously not Ben.
It was me and you. It was me.
We talked about it. And then you guys roasted me the fuck out of this.
I remember that.
And I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
I just thought it was funny. Like, I didn't realize that I do it a certain way. And then, like, there's that trend on TikTok where it's just like they show exactly how the hand signal they do. I just want to see everyone's hand signal.
All right, Aaron, go first.
Okay, well, you guys have already roasted the shit out of me for this.
Yeah, but the word
I forget. I forget who it was, but literally, I go like this.
Yeah.
And then one of you guys were like, "Are you taking a picture, bro?" Like what are you?
Johnny
was like, "You taking a picture, bro?"
Like, you got it. You got it.
Hey, no, shut your bitch ass up, because he was like, "Oh, Aaron does this, bro." No, shut up.
I never said that.
AJ, roll the fucking clip back, okay? I want you to put the gray screen slow-mo.
Yeah, he did this.
Where he bended
this.
Gray screen slow-mo that. But I do this for some fucking reason, and then Johnny's like,
"I've seen Aaron do it."
And Johnny's like, "What? Did you take a picture, bro?"
We'll be at your house, and then like Aaron be like, "Check."
Yeah.
I was like, "What is that?" Checks the receipt doesn't go this way.
I don't know. Okay, hear me out. Let me give my rebuttal.
Okay, rebuttal.
This takes more movement. Like. Look at me. Look at everyone. Follow. Everyone follow. I'm the teacher right now. All right. 1, 2, 3. Right. But bang.
Why don't you do this?
Bang.
Receipts are vertical.
You're right. I should probably start doing this. You're right.
Receipts are vertical.
You're right. No. He's right. And I will try and learn that. But the thing is, it's like so. It's like muscle memory for me at this point, where I'm just like, I don't know, bro. It's just natural to me.
When we go out after this, I want Aaron to ask for the check. I want to get him with this.
All right, next person. All right, AJ. What's your?
I don't know. I don't do too many hand signals. I just be like, can I get the check?
No, you know what's crazy though? You know why though? AJ never fucking fronts.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know.
He never
fucking pays. Well,
first of all, yeah. If I'm asking for the check, it's a sad time for me. So I'm going like, can I get the check? I'll just be like, give me the check. I'm trying to get out of here.
He does this.
I'll be like, nobody's asking for it. I'm like, let's get the check.
AJ fronts once in a blue moon. once every 4 years.
And then every time I'm doing it, they're like, oh, thank you. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not paying for this bitch. Like, what the fuck?
I've never seen AJ so red besides when he gets a check.
Yeah, I'm just like, let me get a check, please. Like, come on. And then that's it.
I know AJ's anxious when we go out to eat and he's sitting on the end of the table where he's closest to the waiter.
Dude,
because he knows. He knows that check is coming for him,
bro. AJ's hands are together. His legs are together, bro. He's just
And then there will be times where the waiter puts down the check next to him and he'll look around and be like,
they'll give it to me. They'll give it to me. They'll put it on my hand.
Around?
I'll do one of these. I'll be like,
AJ does the double. Oh, Aaron here.
Does the double take.
Yeah,
perfect. It'll come, he'd be like,
looks around the table. He's like, oh, nobody's fucking reaching out their hand.
All right, I got it. I'll be the big bro.
Last time he went to pho.
I was, that's the one thing I was about to say. Because the time we went to pho, I was like, I kind of want to see how AJ reacts in this situation. So I put my head down. And then AJ took the check and he's like, fuck, dude. I know he's like, fuck, bro, I got to front this shit, bro. But he did.
No, Aaron, I gotta respect the amount of times you fucking fronted. Because when AJ would look his head down, you would always go like, all right, fuck it. I'll bring my card out, dude. But this motherfucker would never.
And the thing is, it's not like we don't Venmo you.
No, I know. No, I know. But the funny thing was, like, when last time I took the check, right? I got it, and I looked at Ben, and he, like, slowly reached for his pocket. But I was like, he's just fucking with me. So, like, I just fucking. But I was like, I still had to check. I was like,
all right, hear me out. I'm kind of going through rough times. Otherwise, I'd be more than glad to fucking put my wallet out.
But the thing is, though, like if you Venmo request everyone, like, no one's going to be like, bro, you couldn't cover him. I feel like all the boys, like, it's like, it's not, like, no one has ever pressed anyone.
Okay. Here's my thing, though. As I feel like out of all of us, I think, well, I don't know about, like, you and, like, your other homies, but I think just for us, just us, I think I've fronted the most.
I could agree.
Fact. But I think the most annoying thing, because I know you guys will pay me. I don't give a fuck, right? I think the most annoying thing is when we order shit separately and I have to do the math.
Later.
No, but the thing is,
next person. Ben. When you ask for the check,
check, how do you do it?
He goes, can I get the check, sir?
You know what Ben pulls out every time we go out? Like, I have.
Tell me.
Ben, like, he will say this every time. So Ben will lower his voice a little bit and he goes, I appreciate it. He doesn't say appreciate. He goes, appreciate it.
No, remember I took you guys to my family thing?
Yeah, bro.
Johnny doesn't know.
So I'm going home.
No, stop.
I took.
No, it's enough. That's enough, dude.
No. Let me just explain.
All right, fine. Fuck it.
You know, my family's having a Mother's Day thing. Fine. I was like, let me take the boys.
Oh, wow.
I took the boys over and fucking. Like, everyone's saying they're, like, polite shit, and then, like, the,
is this before the dinner?
Huh? It's like, while we're eating. Oh, okay. And then, like, the host is, like, my aunt's, like, I don't know, a boyfriend, but, like, man, whatever. Like, we're at her house, my aunt's house, and then Ben goes, thanks for letting us crash here, dude.
As if we were about to stay the night.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Ben, like, we're going to be here for maybe 2 hours max.
This was crazy, bro. Like,
and keep in mind, this motherfucker's like fucking 80 or some shit. I don't know, he's old.
He's old. He's like 60 up.
He's an old guy.
Yeah. I was like, yo, things feel like it's crash here.
No, and then there was definitely like an awkward pause because like, I remember him being like, okay. Like, there was like an awkward pause.
Ben said it like shit as if he's with the boys.
Let me crash here, my guy. No, the only, honestly, like, also Eric did some fucking stupid shit where he was like,
whatever it was.
Okay, so my mom brought like Panda Express catering. Like, it's fire. It's like some beef shit.
Beijing beef?
Beijing beef. But like, Eric's eating it and he's like, this chicken is so good. I'm like, first of all, Eric, it's beef.
It's
not even chicken.
It's not even chicken. And second of all, it's fucking Panda Express. You don't gotta go crazy with that shit. Like,
he took a bite. He's like, oh my god. I'm like, Eric, this shit is literally Panda Express, bro. Like if you had eaten anything else off your plate and made that reaction, that's valid. But the Panda Express, like, dude, everyone knows that's fucking Panda Express, bro.
That was fucking pancit. That was fucking spaghetti. That was fucking cooked beef, dude. This motherfucker could have said anything, bro.
Man, we're not getting any. First of all, yours is worse. Okay.
You have to roast him. We got this. But yeah. I was so embarrassed after that fucking 90s.
I'm not gonna lie.
You took crash out of your vocabulary. I've heard you say crash since that day. Dude,
I was literally in my bed at that night sweating, going like, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I said that, bro.
Marvin's room and shit, like fucking crying.
Marvin's room by himself.
Not even over a girl. He's fucked up.
Dude, I was stressing. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't. Every single fucking night I go into the shower, I think about that night. Bro. Oh,
okay, shut up. Bullshit.
Okay, every other night.
Oh, I have a question off my dome.
No, we didn't get Johnny's.
Johnny, what's your check pose?
I think it depends on if I'm on a date or with the boys.
Okay, let's either one. Which
if
one?
I'm with the boys, I'll just do one of these.
Okay, which is date?
I'll just be like.
No, you're lying.
I think both cases I always just do on these.
Check please.
That's valid.
He plays it safe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, this less movements.
This is true.
Who's seen the horizontal check?
Snapshot. Everyone understands. There's only been one time where a waiter was like, what the fuck was that? Every single other time, they fucking get it.
I get it. I'm not going to lie. Like, out of all of ours, Aaron's probably the most efficient. Like, it's just quick. Bang. Done.
And sometimes I'm so drunk where it's not even this. I like sideways. Like, you know, I'm just like.
Aaron does one of these.
Dude, maybe I should try that.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Try that.
Johnny said, Aaron, front the bill tonight.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I don't mind. Honestly, I don't mind fronting though, as long as everyone pays the same amount.
I don't think there's anyone in our group that'll be like, oh, bro, like I already paid you. Like everyone pays.
No, but the annoying shit is when like someone's like, oh, I'll get a root beer, like, and then I'm like,
I get what you mean.
I'm like, motherfucker. Now I gotta do math. And I'm in my room on the notepad. I'm like, all right, Aaron, Johnny, AJ, Ben, I'm like, okay, we split this evenly, so the vibe. I'm like, okay, AJ got the room float, so add that to that, and then okay, the tip, fucking divide that by four.
Wait,
and then
like, hold on. No. I'm not gonna lie though. There's been times where I've walked in Aaron's room and I've seen his like line papers. Yeah. The thing is, it's respectable. It's one of those things. I'm just kind of like, I respect it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I'm just like I don't want to pay for fucking AJ's drink when I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? But like Aaron put that into consideration and then fucking divided the math. I'm like, bro, I appreciate you, bro. And maybe that's why I let Aaron front the bill more.
That's valid.
Maybe because he's willing to do the math. I've definitely had like times with other homies where I'll front the bill. Motherfuckers will order like, actually, I kind of want dessert. Let me get a sundae. And that's split. I don't get a bite.
Split evenly.
Not that I care, but it's kind of like, I didn't get a bite, my guy. Like, why are we split? Why am I paying for your sundae? You know what I'm saying?
Why are we all, dude? Honestly, bro, that's some next level shit, bro.
Yeah, this is kind of, I don't know. It's just that's why sometimes I'm just like, you know, Aaron got it because he splits it well. He's a fair guy.
No, but that's why when I front though, like when they send the first receipt where it's itemized, so like everything's on it, I take a picture just so I know, like, okay, like everyone ate this. This person just ate this. Blah, 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 whatever. And then I split it like that. But that's why I'd be doing the math on my notepad. And then I'm like, all right.
Wait.
I always write, this is how I do it. I always write the names. So because me and AJ's names both start with A, I always put AJ and then AA for me and then B for you, J or whatever. But it's like, I always fucking do the math and it's just boom, 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 totals. I'm like, all right, Venmo request.
Respectable though. Like that, I feel like that's just fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel... Let's be honest, like, not that it's a big deal.
It's not,
but it's just there's no like fucking little like grudges that you hold.
Yeah, I don't want. Well, for me myself, I don't want to pay for shit if I didn't fucking like eat it.
Even
for,
if you didn't even taste it.
Exactly. But for other people too, I don't want like, dude. Let's say I ordered a fucking like kimchi jjeon.
Yes.
That's like a solid $18.
Yes.
But I'm going to split that. Bro, if that were the case, bro, every time we go out, I'm going to order something fucking random. Yeah, just crazy fucking, shit. Just to eat some it.
Crazy shit.
And I'm like, all right, we're going to split it. Fuck it. But the thing is, I know we don't be doing that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, all right, yeah.
So fucking
out of courtesy, do you like avoid ordering something extra in order to avoid somebody like splitting the bill or like having to calculate some shit?
I don't think I think that far ahead, but it's more like when okay. we go out, I'd rather eat something everyone is going to eat. Or yeah, not okay. even everyone, but if at least the majority is going to eat it, then I'm okay with it. But if it's like me and like one other person, Kimyeonsu.
My son, come over here, my son.
Hey, this is my tennis noob.
For fact, for fact. Hold on, come over here.
Hey, say hi to
Eric. Just say hi.
Let me get my. Let me get. This is my Korean son that I brought over here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fresh out boat, you know.
Fresh out the boat. Son right
here. We got special guest Kim Hyun-soo.
Mid podcast.
He came in midway.
With the rock turtleneck.
Yes, sir. He doesn't even know what that means.
He doesn't. No. Where's your chain?
All right, well, let's ask Eric this since we just covered this. But like, Eric, when you go to a restaurant and you ask for the check,
okay,
how do you ask for the check? Like, well, what do you do?
They're far away. They're not close to you.
I put my hand up like it's a classroom.
Oh, so you just do one of these?
Yeah, one of these.
Yeah,
sir.
Teacher.
You do one of these.
Yeah. Interesting.
I guess this might be the safest way. Like, I mean, I know Aaron was really good because they know that it's a check.
Yeah. But I feel like, okay, Eric's is good at grabbing attention, but the thing is, you still have to wait for the waiter to come.
And then he says, can I get the check? You're right.
You're more efficient.
Wait, how do you do it? Because I go like this. Oh. And then they don't even come to me. They just know, they're like, and then I'm like, okay, cool.
They give the head nod.
Check after. But then Johnny hits.
I do one of these.
Oh my god.
Stop.
And they're just like, oh, I got you, fam. And they give me the number too.
Oh yeah, bro.
You know.
Alright, my question is for everyone, who is your first pick to go on a double date with?
Oh
wow.
Can I go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I'll just pick Aaron just because I feel like all the rest of y'all will fuck it up for me.
Yeah.
No, on some real shit, I feel like
especially because me and Aaron have similar personalities, I just feel like I'll say some shit and if I fuck up, like Aaron would save me.
Yeah.
But if it was like one of y'all be the fucking up for me, I'll be like,
oh, you're right, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, next. Who's next? Eric, who would you pick to go on a double date with first?
Yeah, I choose Aaron too.
Damn!
Okay, because
you're a hot contender.
Because I feel like Johnny wouldn't freeze in front of girls, but AJ or Ben.
What?
You know, yeah. You guys might.
Perfect.
Yeah. You guys might talk. I mean, I might be the same too. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Talking to each other.
So your answer is me and Aaron.
They're the other two.
Aaron knows me.
I'm on a date with him.
All right, Ben, who would you pick?
Ah, dude. I know Aaron's going to roast the shit on me, so I think it would be Eric.
Eric?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I think it would be Eric.
Sleeper pick.
Damn.
That's like, crazy.
Eric, I know you have, like, good noonchi.
Kiss him right now. Like,
that's crazy because if you knew me well enough, you'd know that I would never roast you that hard in front of your own girl.
I know you would never.
You can ask AJ.
Yeah.
You can ask AJ. I've met his girl, and I put that all away. But that's fine. No. I respect your answer. I'm just saying you just don't know me.
Judging off, like, what I have seen.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, I'm saying exactly. Your opinion is valid. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying it's not valid. Yeah.
Like, I know Eric... Like,
no, he would never.
Yeah, he would
for
never.
For a fact, yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
But like, I know you definitely would have good enough noonchi normally. Let's say I don't fucking know exactly. You might fucking roast me, you know?
Never. Honestly, never. Okay. No, I respect the pick though. I think I respect the pick.
It's a solid number one pick. But yeah. I feel like Aaron though, like he won't fuck you up, but he'll give you the plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll say some shit that you don't even do and just gas you up for no reason.
Like you won't even realize I was trying to help you.
Yeah, you won't even realize. And he'll just say some shit. I'll be like, yeah, I do that.
Yeah. I personally have never seen that yet. So like, I can't really.
None of us have.
I respect the pick. For sure.
All right. Who would you pick?
Mine's a hot take. I'll tell you right now. It's a hot take. But I would pick Eric.
What? No, that's valid.
No, but let me tell you why.
Okay.
It would have been Johnny, but I know if it happened, me and Johnny would say fuck the girls. And me and Johnny would literally just be talking to each other. Although that's fun and it would be a great time, but I'd be like, bro, like I can't be having too much fun with my boy on a double date. So like, it just wouldn't, that's fair.
That's
respectable. I think if it's like a second time double date or like a third time, it'd be fine. But I know if me and Johnny went on a double date, bro, it'd literally be me and Johnny like, yo, you remember that time? Both our girls would just be like, what the fuck?
We're on the date together?
Yeah, like, what are they talking about? But me and Johnny would just be shooting the shits way too hard. And it wouldn't make sense. So for that reason, I would pick Eric.
Why Eric, though? Just because out of Ben and AJ.
Because the thing is with Eric, it's like, I feel like he has good nunchi enough where it, like he knows... Like, I know Eric can talk to people and, like, not be, like, weird about it. Like, he will put in the effort to, like, talk. But the thing with AJ and Ben, it's, like, I know if in that situation, they'd feel so, like...
Yeah, I'd freeze up.
Yeah, they feel kind of awkward and they'd be, like, oh, like, this is Aaron's girl. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, and so, like, they'd just choose to be silent. So, I'd be, like, oh, fuck. Like, it's kind of weird. But I know Eric, like, wouldn't really give a fuck. And, like... Or it's not that he wouldn't give a fuck. He probably does give a fuck, but like he knows, like, all right, like I can't freeze up now, so let me just try and say something.
He knows what to say at the spot.
Yeah. And it won't be to the point like Eric would know, like, all right, like let me not joke around too much with him because I got my own girl here too. But with Johnny, like I know that.
Oh, I like the podcast now.
Eric didn't want to come on until he got gassed up.
No, that's true though. I feel like if my real self came out, it would just not look good.
AJ, what's your pick?
Oh, it's Aaron. Just because I've already asked, like not like asked him, but like he's third wheeled with me before.
Oh, okay.
And it was
like, this is based on experience.
But also though, like mine's a little different because like I want to ask Aaron if. Like on some like parent shit, like if he can approve, like,
but that's the crazy thing though, because I've been on AJ with that, and it was the point where like off the bat, like with your ex,
yeah,
like off the bat, I already told you like I don't fuck with her, but then even then, I was still like, oh, like yeah, what's your mage? Like I was still like very cool about it,
yeah.
But yeah, well, I feel like for AJ, it's more like because we have already done it before. It's like it's like an experience thing. But then I guess for the rest of us, it's never happened. So it's like more of like a hypothetical. Like what? Who would we pick?
Yeah.
Damn, that was a good question though.
That was AJ.
Yeah. That was a good question.
That was from AJ.
Oh
wow. Yeah. Only because Eric came here and I got inspired a little bit.
No, that was a good question though.
But now we're waiting for Aaron to ask a fire ass question.
Chill out. Don't give me that pressure. Okay, I got a question. But this is like based off so recent shit.
Okay, go for it.
I mean, the worst consequence. Out of us four, you know, we're all the boys. Uh-huh. Who would and would you not let date one of like your closest girl homies?
That's tough, bro.
Closest girl homies, like who would you let date and would you not let date? Fuck. And for what reasons?
Can I go first?
Sure.
You can go first. Johnny, really think about
the first person that came into my head, man. I don't think I'll let AJ.
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think I'll let AJ do it.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like I'm gonna get picked a lot, but it's fine. Just give me your reason. Give me your reason.
No, my thing is. No. AJ is my boy. I've known this motherfucker since fucking like 7th grade or 8th grade. Yeah. But I just feel like I feel safer with the other picks. The thing is, let's be honest, like, Eric and Ben don't have as much experience, but I feel like they're wholesome. They'll bring the wholesome energy. But and I know Aaron's experience, like, Aaron's gonna, like, you know, motherfucker got Riz, but like AJ, he's gonna say some stupid shit, and then like she's gonna come back and be like, why the fuck did you fucking put me on a fucking blind date with them? You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. On some real shit, though. I love you, though, AJ.
No, that's valid. I respect. I agree.
Yeah, but that's me playing safe.
That's valid.
Yeah.
All
right.
Who wants to go second?
Eric or Ben?
It's got to be the same. Book.
No, who? Okay. Obviously, it's me that you wouldn't. But who would you want? Who would you want someone to date your friend the most?
Oh, the question is who would you,
like, who and who would you not?
I said who wouldn't.
Who would you want?
Who I would want? I'd probably say Eric.
Oh,
I feel like Eric got a good head on his shoulders. I feel more safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just because I feel like. I mean, I've hung out with Eric enough where he's like, he's coming with like just genuine energy. He's not trying to play the girl. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and he's just gonna leave it alone. But I feel like Eric would be my pick.
Is this a prank?
No.
We're just guessing the fuck out of it.
Eric's like, when are you guys filming again? Let me call.
He lost it tomorrow. I was like, cap.
You're a good dude.
No, I think so. I really think so. I think, like, Eric's pretty genuine. Like, whatever he says, it's just like, it's whatever. Like, even when he says shit that's like out of pocket, it's whatever was in his head. I feel like I'd choose an honest person.
Like, you bring wholesome vibes. It makes people feel comfortable.
Yeah. I think that's why I'd choose you. Okay. Those are my two picks.
Okay. Ben?
That's what I would say, like, Aaron and Eric are like the top two contenders in my opinion, because like I know Aaron would want to push somebody in like a realistic objective where like they need to like better this about their lives, but like I know Eric would like appreciate the fact that
Ben, okay, I think Ben has something twisted where I want to interrupt here.
Okay.
Ben, I do this with you because you're my boy.
I'm not gonna do this to my girlfriend.
I'm not gonna sit my girlfriend down and be like, bro, your life fucked. Fix this now. Like, dude, I'm not doing that to my girlfriend. Sure.
Hear me out. I never saw that side of you.
That was 20 minutes ago when he just said how you should get your life together.
Obviously, I've never seen this side of you. So, like, from what I've seen from Eric, like, Eric always gives that energy off. But, like, you do that to your boys, regardless or not, if they're, like, how do I fucking phrase this?
No, but hear me out. The other time, you, like, didn't pick me for something, and I was giving my, like, I guess, like rebuttal for it. But this time, you did pick me. But I'm saying the reason why you picked me is just, like, don't like disregard that shit. Like, I would not be doing that shit to my girl, like for sure.
Okay. I know you wouldn't be doing it to that extent, but I don't know how much of that extent you'd be doing that. If you kind of get what I'm saying, like, knowing you, you want somebody to be better when you're like,
but not when he doesn't know the person. I feel like Aaron only does that to people that he gives a shit about.
Can I ask the question again?
That's what I'm saying.
What is the question? What is the question?
Who would you want someone to date? Like, who of us?
All of us.
Would you want to date your like friend that's a girl? And who would you not want to date?
Like, just off some superficial shit. It's not,
you know? Okay. I think Aaron would definitely, like, make somebody better. Like, in terms of, like,
Just pick one. Eric or Aaron?
You pick one.
That's so hard, bro.
Why not Johnny, dude?
Okay. Johnny, I know you always bring good vibes. That's all I'm saying.
You don't have to please everyone here, no.
You don't. You
it's like AJ. It's like, don't get me wrong, bro. Like, trust me. I can pick two, but like, dude, like.
You don't have to defend me.
Yeah, man. It's No one is going to care, bro.
Can I go last?
No, you just pick already, bitch. It's not that hard.
It's hard.
It's not like this is going to happen, bro.
Yeah, it's just like
you say two names and that is
it's not that deep.
Yeah,
obviously it's me. You wouldn't want someone to date. Now who is what you would want to date?
Out of first instinct, it would be Eric just because he makes people feel comfortable in their own skin.
That's valid.
Eric's about to get four votes. My gosh. What am I doing wrong?
All right, Eric, your turn.
All right, go for Eric.
All right, definitely my pick for who I would want my friend to date is AJ.
Wouldn't. Yeah, that's not a surprise there, buddy. Like,
We're good. I thought we would. I'm like, my God.
A revelation.
Someone clip that my reaction.
I saw your eyes.
Wouldn't. My fault. Okay, go for it. Sorry.
Because,
I don't want
my friend telling me that she already got laid the first date.
You say that happens. It's not like that happens.
So you're saying AJ got game like that?
He might, you know.
No.
He tried.
Yeah. All right. For sure.
All right.
So if that happens. So now the second question is who you would.
Who I would? Okay, I would say Aaron again.
Dang. Popular. Yeah.
Okay, because I know I'm not that smart. So
why do you start off with that?
So for example, if the girl who is my friend is decently smart, I would want to introduce that to Aaron because I know AJ and Ben aren't the smartest.
Okay, bitch. Like myself. He didn't even say Johnny. He just said Aaron and AJ and AJ and Ben.
He just called everyone beside Aaron a dumbass.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I know you got it.
I'm just out the question, I guess. I'm a fucking dumbass.
No, he didn't say your name.
You were a part of it. That's true. He didn't say Ben and AJ.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yet. Wrong segment.
Right. But yeah.
It's AJ's turn now. You're the last one.
Ooh, this is a little tough. I wouldn't want Ben to date my friend. Just because Ben's a little awkward.
Okay.
Not that that's like a problem. I know you can grow into that, but just first impressions. I feel like my friend wouldn't find that fine. Who I'd want to date, it honestly depends on who it is.
Oh, but I'm saying just like the superficial shit. Like if you just.
I don't know. I'm very conflicted on this. I feel like.
Do you have a top three or top two?
Yeah, it's between. Top three would be like you.
Okay, if you cut out Ben.
Here's what I'll give. Eric gives the like, I'll support you no matter what. Johnny brings the vibes, like fun time, good shit. Aaron brings the I'll take care of you shit. In the long term, probably Aaron, just because
solid pick.
He takes care of people. Even if he doesn't want to. But like...
Aaron would have been my second pick.
Yeah.
After Eric.
Yeah. Hmm. I guess... But that's where I say like it depends on who I think is compatible with any of those three. I think they're all like valid either way. Ben, I'm sorry. If she's like e-girl, maybe. Yeah, maybe. If she's an e-girl and she loves raving, yeah, maybe I'll pick Ben.
Oh, it's Aaron's turn now. Aaron.
That's true.
All right, Aaron. Table is yours.
All right, we already know who I wouldn't pick. But hey, that could change in a couple years.
Hey, I'm 4 for 4, baby. That's cool.
I will say it could change in a couple years. I just haven't seen the growth yet, but for sure not now. Well, I'll tell you that much. Not now.
As for who I would pick, I have two, but it's like four, like kind of similar to AJ, where it's like it depends on the case. Because the thing is, I'll say this much. I think Eric is my safe pick. I know whoever like my girlfriend is, I know Eric, I would play it safe. And it's like, okay, like he would be nice and like respectful and supportive. So it's my safe pick. But the thing is, with my other pick is Johnny. And like there's no order. It just depends on the scenario. But it's like, I know Johnny like so well to a T, and like his humor and like his like personality, where it's like, I know what girl would get along with him. And I know if that would match better with him than Eric, I'm 100% putting Johnny on that boat.
I think it's just maybe because I know Aaron more. I feel like if I was just be like, I have to marry some girl, and Aaron goes on the world and find someone, I'd probably trust him the most.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because our personalities are so similar. Right. He could be like, oh, if I fuck with her, like he probably fuck with Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bottom line is nobody wants me to date their friend.
Yeah, you know, facts.
And it's a toss-up between fucking Aaron, Johnny, and Eric, and me and Ben are just... Ben's slightly above me, though, but like...
Not even. I'm right there with you.
Let's go.
Different reasons.
Yours are easier to improve upon, but
I don't think so.
Hold on. But thing is, I feel like if I came across like if one of my friends, I just feel like, because I know AJ, known this motherfucker since 7th grade, I feel like if I knew that like, oh, this matches his energy, I'd for sure send it your way.
Yeah, but there's not.
But you're very. I feel like it's very niche.
Yeah, very, very niche.
Yeah, but then I feel like if I did have a girlfriend that was like, dang, this matches AJ's energy because I know it, I feel like I'd be like, I'll send it your way.
I respect it.
But
there's not very many.
But I'm saying like, if it was just some random girl, I'd be like,
I don't know.
Who asked that question?
Aaron.
Good shit.
Yeah, that was a good question.
We had two solid back to back. I think it's your turn.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait, no, but I have to check there.
Oh, it's either Ben or Eric at this point.
Okay, fuck Ben's questions. Eric.
Ben's going to be like, what do you think of life?
Yeah. He's like, so when you play A-Ran, do you like this character or this character?
If you were to bring a girl on a first date, where would you go?
Disney World.
What?
God damn, bro. What the fuck?
I already know the backstory to that.
We know the backstory to that.
Dude, Eric's gonna explain to the viewers why.
Explain yourself.
Explain, why would you go to Disney World?
Because my first date, I went to Disney World and felt dreamy.
Keep in mind, this guy was in Boston.
He
bought a plane ticket for himself and this girl to go to Disney World.
Crazy. Oh my God.
I want to date Eric now.
What? I know. I actually want to date Eric after Eric told me the story. I was like, let me date you.
No, but I feel like it's just like you guys just first started dating and like you already feel, how do you describe this? You know, like first 90 days. You feel very like wholesome and like
honeymoon phase.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like it takes to the next level.
Eric, don't get me wrong, bro. If I had the money, I'd do the same. Eric, if I had the money, I would do the exact same.
If I had the money, I'd take her to Cabo.
Yeah, not even Disney World. I would take her to Japan.
Shit. Japan.
I don't got the money though, Eric.
Ben be taking her to EDC. Like the cruise one.
You can't afford that. You take her exchange, bro.
You ain't wrong, dude. You ain't wrong.
No, but yeah, that's valid. Yeah. It's like a...
cool, yeah.
I think, I guess if you have the funds for it.
Yeah, yeah. I would want
to
do that, yeah.
I'll do it to Eric if I had the funds. Obviously, Eric's the only one that has the funds here, so... We'll let that slide.
Nah, Aaron could do it too.
No. You know why I can't do it? Because I buy these motherfuckers too many shots. Every time we fuck them up.
Aaron's for the boys.
It's always Aaron's buying shots today. All right, fucking.
And that's our Disney World right there. And AMF equals fucking Epcot or Epcot.
I come home the next day. I check my bank account. $150. I'm like, wait, what the fuck happened, bro?
I'd be like, I got fucked up.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what the fuck happened, bro? All right, Ben.
I mean, mine would be fucking Korean barbecue because I don't have funds.
No, like, not a bad pick. Not a bad pick.
It's like, it's good. Like, if I had enough money, I would obviously send them to Disney.
I think that's a good realistic budget pick. I think that's a good realistic pick.
It's solid enough to start a foundation, you know?
For sure.
It's active. You guys are doing things. People.
Yeah, exactly.
You can drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't it good food? Though, in there?
I mean,
is Disneyland not? Is Disneyland, you hear, you got girls and kids screaming. Is that not loud there? Come on, what the? We're talking about fucking volume now? What?
No, hold on. It's because Eric rents out the whole park.
Eric
rents out the whole Disney World.
Can I get this for 8 hours?
Eric rents out the whole park. He's like, okay. He said, babe, this is on me.
You can meet Mickey on me, dude.
You want to go on the ride 3 times? I got you.
Eric got that kind of money. My God, that's all I want.
Hey, don't listen to this guy.
Is it too loud, bro? Hey, dude. That's all I picked, though, Ben.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
For sure. Like, after, we could get Boba if I want to fucking talk with him
longer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Johnny?
I feel like my first date pick is always like a brewery or like a like a Korean pub. I feel like drinks always just like it breaks the ice easier, but that's just from personal experience. I feel like it's just easier to get the conversation going. It's just like, you know, just alcohol, you know. I'm not saying that we're getting fucked up, but just like a couple of sips in here and there, and it's just like, you know, everything's smooth.
Wait, out of curiosity, like if you want the date to go longer, what do you do?
Like after, but I feel like I always go at night, so I feel like it never has to go that long.
Can't be that long. Yeah,
it can't be that long. And I usually try to keep my first dates like pretty short.
Because
I feel like if you give up too much, then it's like there's nothing they're more curious about. But I feel like if you just give them just enough, they'll be like there's more to text about the next morning.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you're playing fucking chess out here.
It's a strategy.
Mine's like similar to Johnny, but I guess like there's another step to it. But like mine is like bar hopping,
like in an area where there's a bunch of bars.
Yeah, but bar hopping specifically, just because like I feel like once like the conversation dies at like the first brewery or pochá or whatever, I was like, all right, next, let's head to the next one, and then
hit up this spot,
and then you can like talk about something else. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as that like. You feel that like, oh, the conversation's dying. I'm just like, all right, let's go to the next one.
That's bouncy.
Similar answer.
That's solid. And I feel like it's a nice change of environment.
Yeah.
That always helps with the
date. Atmosphere is different.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't really have a
AG is like my bedroom.
My garage.
Facts. The infamous garage, bro.
AJ goes from, y'all going to a date? Yeah, let's go to my bedroom. Like, it's the vibes are great there. You know? Yeah.
That couch is musty. Jesus.
That couch has been through some shit.
There's a romantic candle in there too.
Yeah. He had a candle before. He knows he's gonna go on a date. Lights that bitch up before he goes picks her up. I know it.
I don't have a go-to, but I have a non-go-to where like I don't want to ever go there again. It's fucking Dave and Buster's.
What's wrong with Dave and Buster's?
Because like,
I feel like that's a good pick.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought it was a great pick, but every time I go to Dave and Buster's, it never ends well for some fucking reason. I don't know if I'm like,
you know why? It's because you can't shoot though. You guys play the basketball game and she fucking owns your.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. Like, I don't know if they think I
don't want to be here no more. Yeah. Like,
I think Dave and Buster's is too awkward though.
Yeah, like
what?
Yeah,
I feel like there's always something to do.
No, I agree. I think that. I think there is a lot to do, but I think like Dave and Buster's is like
you play one game, you're like, oh, yeah, you want to like, do another one?
Yeah, like, you're like oh, let's go play Mario Kart now.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, it's like that like time where you like have to like decide what else to do next. It's like you got too many of those awkward moments. Like okay, you just finished playing Mario Kart. Like oh, you want to go like oh, play the claw machine now? Play the claw machine, and you're like. Oh no! Let's play basketball now.
Like, yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. It's like that.
Awkward.
It makes you come off as like indecisive.
Or is that not even that? It's just like there's just too much shit going on. Like where I'm just like
I feel like there's like the between the games.
Yes.
Yeah, that's,
it's just so awkward.
Between the games, there's just that like weird period where just like you can't really have conversation, but you just have to go to the next game.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
I feel that.
That's why I'm like,
that's a good like second, third date.
Where yeah.
I'm not
but like, right. But bro, both times I've been to Dave and Buster's, it never ended well enough.
So you went on the first time and you were like, this shit was trash. And you were like, let me go again. Yeah. That's what you're telling me?
He said, this was trash because of her, not me.
Yeah.
Let me try it again.
I'm just trying to win some fucking prizes and shit, but it never went.
Wait, Aaron said, it was her, not me.
Hey, Jay, I do want to ask though, like, can you get the conversation going at Dave and Buster's?
No, yeah, you can. Because not I'm just like, I'm literally, I'm like, we'll play a game. I'm like, oh, that was fun. And then I'll be like, what else do you want to play? Like, I don't fucking know.
It's
like,
too short?
No, it's just it's weird. Like, it's not like you're. Like it,
yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. Like the activity itself is taking away from like you talking.
And it's like, okay, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, right? If you go to Dave and Buster's with the boys, at least, okay, Ben, I don't know about you, but at least us four, we're gonna want to spam the basketball game.
Yes, or the skee ball.
Thanks.
Well, I think basketball the most.
Yeah,
right?
Basketball.
We want to shoot the hoops, right?
Yeah.
Girl, if she asks like, "What do you want to do?" You can't say like, "Oh, I want to play a basketball game." Obviously, like more often than not, she's not gonna want to fucking play that shit.
Yeah, we're gonna be on this shit for hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the thing with us is like, dude, literally, I went to Dave and Buster's with my with my job. I'm just spamming the basketball,
bro. And then on the flip side, I went with Bleep. She's a hooper, and she was beating me on every game. And I'm like, I'm not impressing you because I know you're fucking beating me on this shit. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. Like,
just be in his corner, go.
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck. Like,
he's like, run it back. I was resting.
I was literally like, we like played 70 it like
to 30.
Yeah, we played it like four times. I lost every time. I'm like,
damn.
She buys him prizes, bro.
I was like, all right.
But I feel like, besides all that, though, it's more of a conversation factor, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to get, like, you want to get to know the person, but it's hard to get to know the person if you're fucking playing whatever
like,
game.
If you go to Disney World, you have to wait in line, you know, and that's when you talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not constantly riding the ride.
But it's also like a mutual, like, okay, we both want to go on this ride. Like, okay, let's be honest. If any of us, not even Disney World, if we go to Disneyland, are any of us going to complain that we're going on Small World?
I'm not.
No.
No, it's still like a cool ride, right?
As long as I'm with you.
But the thing is, if I'm going to Dave and Buster's and my girl is trying to play, if I go to Dave and Buster's and my girl's trying to play Crossy Road, I'm like, bitch, I used to play that on my phone. I'm not trying to pay money to play Crossy Road. I'm trying to shoot hoops because there's no available hoops in my area, so I'm trying to get my shots in.
You know what's crazy? The Crossy Road is crazy. Crazy.
Well, that's a single player game too. It's like, oh, you're gonna watch me play.
Exactly.
Yeah. Aaron goes to Dave and Buster's. He's like, watch how nice I am. He's like, watch me get the fucking 130.
No, that's facts though. But yeah, that's my like non-pick. I wouldn't go there. I don't really have a go-to.
Oh no, the question was the go-to.
I mean, like, I'll do whatever. Any of this besides Disney World, I can't afford that.
As long as it ends in fucking. AJ's game, bro.
No,
AJ's
no. Game.
There's some touch involved. It's fine.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's a garage.
Yeah, garage. AJ's pick is a garage.
This is every time.
So if you guys have watched Singles Inferno, which guy personality do we have? Like
who are you in the cast?
Yeah.
Mix and match.
Mm. Let's pick someone to like.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And then we'll all like debate on it. We're gonna pick who AJ is. Like.
Oh, okay, I like that. I like that a lot.
Am I saying or?
No. We're gonna debating. Decide on you. And then you can give your rebuttal if you want.
Oh,
okay, I like that a lot.
I feel like there's only one really fits him though.
Who's the simp boy's name?
Yeah, Jungwoo. I forgot his name.
Okay, I got it.
I don't know,
so Jungwoo.
Oh, Jungwoo.
I think Jungwoo is most like AJ. I think it just comes down to that sim factor. Like AJ's like the very like finds one girl, locks in. I'm a die for her type shit.
I think where it's different though is that like it's not like if AJ were on the show, he would lock into every girl. it's not a one girl type shit. Like he would have done that to every girl. But I do think the tendencies are the same. Like he would have fucking just, you know. Told every girl like, oh, read this poem.
But instead of poem, because AJ don't read like that, he'd be like, oh my god, watch this SpongeBob clip I found. Or watch this Cody Ko. This Cody Ko video is so funny. You should watch it. And then he says that to all the girls.
Facts. But I'm saying if we had to choose, I for sure.
It'd be him
for sure.
Yeah. What about the new guy?
That's nothing like AJ.
The suit dude?
Yeah, that's nothing like AJ.
But it was kind of like funny.
That guy's too cool. But the thing is, he's not a simp.
It's not a simp. Yeah,
I feel like AJ would like Aaron said, like lock in everyone. But if we had to narrow it down, it would be him for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I agree. 100%. Yeah. 100%. I agree.
Aaron,
no. Mr. Riz. I'm not gonna lie. I'm stuck between Chin Young, Mr. Riz, and Mr. Sejun, the Taylor guy. Because I feel like Aaron's like not give a fuck enough where he's gonna be like him, like where he's just like in the fucking game where they were trying to pull everyone out the water. Like I feel like Aaron would be that guy. He's like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Like I don't have to go to paradise type shit.
No, but I feel like Aaron has that competitive side though.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Really want someone.
No, for sure. But I feel like, you know, me and Aaron are gonna die alone. So I feel like we know that there's not gonna be anyone like he feels attractive like enough where he could be like, yeah, I'm a fucking diver type shit, you know? But I'm stuck between those two. But I feel like if I had to pick, I think I would pick the Taylor.
I would pick Jin Young.
That's my second pick. But I just feel like my personal pick is just Taehyun, just because I feel like Sejun, just because I feel like Aaron has that not give it too far. I think, but if there was a girl on there where he's like, bro, like I'm for her, then I think he'll be Jin Young. So I guess I'm kind of cheating. Now. I'm picking two picks.
So if he didn't have his favorite pick, then he would be
Sejun. Yeah, he'd be the Taylor.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For sure. Because I feel like Aaron's just fucking chill as fuck. And he's just like, I don't give a fuck what happens here. I'm just trying to vibe.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
But Jin Young also probably like didn't really, I don't know the ending, but he seemed like he didn't really give a shit about any of these girls.
I feel like not he did. As much as a new guy though.
I feel like he did at the end though.
I don't know the end.
Sugi.
Oh. I mean, I can see that, but okay. I feel like Jin Young is like the competitive side, but like knows when to troll around because he's just like fucking around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that's like similar.
But I do wonder like if Aaron would play like mind games like Jin Young did.
I don't even think he was playing mind games. I feel like he was just being himself.
He was being himself.
And I feel like he genuinely was just like exploring all his options. I'm like, you're on a fucking dating show, you know?
Yeah.
True.
Mm. All right. So Aaron's take.
I feel like if I had to pick between the two, I think it'd be one of them. I don't know for which one, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. I feel like in general, I would be like Jin Young, but yeah, if there was a girl where like Sejun like really locked in on someone, I'd just be like that. I'd be like, all right, fuck you guys. I don't give a fuck. Like I just lock in. But yeah, it would be one of them. I just don't know which one. It depends on the situation.
Depends on the girl.
Yeah. All right, Johnny. Johnny's a little tough.
Johnny's the hardest
Johnny's
one.
Johnny's tough. Yeah, Johnny's
I'm all
tough.
Of them.
No.
Johnny's tough.
Because I'm just different.
Okay, how about we do process of elimination for Johnny? Because I feel like his is kind of tough.
It's not Jungwoo.
It's not Jungwoo.
Not Jungwoo, yeah.
I don't think it's Hanbin either.
Really? I was going to say Hanbin brings the vibes.
Oh, but he's kind of like, he can be awkward at times, like.
Yeah, but he's like very like, you know, like positive.
Okay, you're right. I wouldn't cross out Hanbin just yet.
Yeah.
But I think Jungwoo for sure is not
Jungwoo, no.
I would be offended if you say Jungwoo.
Actually, I don't know.
Fuck that guy.
He said last podcast, Johnny was like, I'd send my girl a Paris in the Rain.
Wait, that's what he said? Wait. Let's hear this.
Verbatim, Johnny said, "When I think about her, I would send her Paris in the Rain." So maybe we don't know. We don't know.
Oh my god,
that's very valid.
Yeah,
that's very
Johnny's valid. A little mystery, bro. He's a little mystery. He could be any of them.
Loki Sim, come on. Mm.
Damn.
My pick would be Hanbin just because of the like the positive.
That's your number.
That's
one
like my
okay.
That's
you know what? I agree. I think overall, cutting everything out, like all the bullshit out, I think overall is Hanbin.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Eric, what about you?
I'm excited.
I thought it was the new guy.
Sejun?
Yeah, more than. Ooh. That's that might be because I don't know you as long as they did.
Yeah.
Because you guys are roommates. Yeah.
I guess.
I haven't seen that Sim side yet.
For sure. For sure.
No, it's not even that. It's like the positive.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. We're not paying Hanbin for the Sim side. It's like Hanbin is always good energy, good vibes, and I feel like Johnny is also good energy, good vibes, like all the time. Like it doesn't matter what the fuck is going on. Like it's always a good time. So that I feel like true. For that reason, I feel like I'd pick Hanbin.
I feel like Hanbin was a little bit awkward with girls at times, but I feel like Johnny wouldn't be.
No, yeah, but like just in general.
I see what you're saying though, the vibe.
Yeah.
I respect the pick.
I would say Hanbin was my favorite guy.
So that's what
he's not. We'll
make up with Aaron later. All right, who's next?
All right, let's just wait for Ben, but he has no rebuttal because he doesn't know any of them.
Yeah.
Going, I was about to say just Hanbin for the height.
For the height. This is for the height.
Fuck that.
No, but you're most similar, in my opinion, to the new guy.
I agree. Me too.
What's his name?
Sejun.
Sejun?
Oh, yeah. He's most similar to...
Because that guy just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben has no rebuttal, but I feel like he, for sure, is Sejun.
Yeah.
Like, Ben just there for the vibes. Yeah. Just to fuck around with the boys.
Just and there I feel to like, sleep, eat, and go to paradise.
He's gonna ask.
He picks Hoi just to go to paradise. Yeah, not even for fuck her. He's just going for the vibes.
Yeah.
He would straight up ask the director and be like, can I get my laptop so I can play League?
Yeah. Stop. And I'm like, you need to be awake at this time. This guy's just asleep.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
All right, Eric.
Eric.
I got one.
Dongwoo.
Whoa.
Wait.
Which one's the one again? With
the doctor. Korea? Right?
Really?
No, that's fucking...
Dongwoo's a doctor.
Oh, sorry. I got their names mixed
up. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Dongwoo.
Yoon Jae.
Yeah,
for sure.
Locked Eric's in Yoon-jae. On one girl and like pretty, like level headed.
Just wholesome. So sweet, so nice.
Yeah.
We're just gassing the fuck
out of here. I know. What's going on today, man?
God damn it.
Wait,
bro.
When's the next podcast? Eric's gonna text you. I'm like, where can I come on?
Eric asked that knowing he'd be picked that. He's like, yo, let me.
He had it in his notes.
Right. I wish I was that smart.
I just feel like the wholesome level matches.
Yeah.
Like he didn't really, I feel like he didn't really have, he had a girl in mind, but it's just more of like, he didn't try too hard to like play the game. It's just more of like, it's wholesome. I feel like it matches your vibes.
Thanks, Johnny.
Don't damn me up. I'm not gassing you out again, man. After this we're drinking, I'm not guessing. I'm roasting your shit. Swear to God.
Okay, wait. So who is who? Who? I forgot.
I'm Jungwoo.
You're.
Oh, Jinyoung. Or
Hanbin.
Hanbin. Sejun. Yoon-jae. Yeah. We're all different.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
So basically, I'm the cook that get no bitches.
Hey, but you got the vibes.
You'd be dating.
You end up with Nadine
on the side, so. Off camera shit. That's what really matters.
That's true. Nadine hit me up.
No, we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know yet. But
on that off camera shit.
No, I think I like my pick. I like the vibes more than having to pick. Oh my god, he likes this girl.
Yeah. No. Who are you referring to? Why you looking at both of us?
All right, thank you guys for watching episode 32 of the Bello Boys podcast. As always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And thank you all for your... Ben, shut the fuck up. Thank you. All right, thank you to our special guests, Johnny, Ben, and Eric. Do you guys have anything to plug? We'll start with Johnny. Facebook.
Johnny Flicks.
At Facebook.
All platforms.
On Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Follow me.
Mainly Facebook.
Follow all this sexy motherfucker.
On Facebook.
Add him as a friend.
Please. On Facebook.
I'll follow you back.
On Facebook.
You'll add him back as a friend.
Yep.
Yes, thanks.
All right, Ben.
I'm Ben.
Hit him up on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Please. Ben O on LinkedIn.
He needs a job, please.
Yeah, if you see no profile picture and Purdue University, that's him, okay?
So he also needs a relationship, so like...
That too.
No, that's enough.
That's legit.
That's enough.
All right, Eric.
Give him a shout. Follow Bello Boys
on
Patreon.
He's for the
YouTube.
Boys.
Wow. Instagram.
Thank you, Eric.
Patreon.
Follow him on LinkedIn. Patreon.
Facebook is linked to, I guess. But oh shit, I forgot. Also, make sure you follow us on Patreon to see some exclusive content. We have like 2 or 3 episodes out now.
Yeah. What kind of exclusive content?
Mukbang with Ben eating like he's got like a gun to his head.
Yeah.
He like didn't want to eat for some reason. Like,
yeah. Thanks to all of you who have already subbed to our Patreon. We will plug our patrons here now.